KETFM. WHCPT monitoring.
KADB.
Morning.
WFS. Morning. Did you get them all?
Yes. CW, yes, except for the damn, UK one.
Yeah, that was where I fell short too, and I did not get on, I think at all yesterday, to see if I could find them. Saturday, I don't recall what I did, I could have got somebody in there, but anyway. I missed the GB. I got France on CW, but not on Firebeam.
Hell, France was like my second CW. I'm like, holy crap, that's TM. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I think I got them fairly early, but it was fortunate. I think it was a morning, and it was on 15 meters, and they were nice and strong. I thought, all right, if he's strong to me, I have half a chance getting through on QRP. And I heard him on sideband, and there was just no way. And I heard the GB, I heard him on sideband, but there was no way I was going to get through, so I decided not to beat my head against the wall.
Yeah, I got them, the French on 17 hertz.
You know, now that you mention it, I wonder if I got them on 17 meters. I think it was 15, though. I think I got them on 15. I don't think I got anybody on 17. I have a better antenna on 15, which makes me think that's where I did it. My antenna on 17 meters is just an 80-meter dipole, which is hit or miss depending on which direction you are.
Yeah, I also got a hotel on 17 meters. And the only 15... it's a CW. It looks like they got Delta on 15. Echo is 80. Foxtrot 40. The Penn station was on 20. On the digital side, I got all Penn, the GB, and the TM all on 20 on digital, but CW, it was a little, it looks like my digitals were all 20, 40. Yeah, 20 and 40 were all my digitals. But CW, I went out I remember Echo on 80. And that was rough with the crashes, and he was slow, like 9 words a minute slow.
Yeah, I think there was a movement by some of the operators to, make sure some time slots they were going slow. And I think they intended to do that later once they had worked a lot of guys, in an effort to try to encourage, some of the casual ops who might not need them or, newbies or whatever. So, all right, well, we'll try to get this guy and we'll go nice and slow and make it work. But, oh, very good. Yeah, I got to print out my certificate and, or not, the, print out the log sheet and fill it in and send it in. And put the certificate in the file drawer with the other ones from last year and the year before. Oh, well.
Yeah, now I just don't know what to do for fun. I thought I heard something about there was a Riggy contest coming up, but I gotta look at the calendar again. I only have 40 states confirmed and ready, so it would be kind of nice to get the rest of the states confirmed and ready. But, and I'm still trying to find this. I need one damn New Hampshire sideband confirmed. Still have yet to get it.
So you said it was New Hampshire on sideband?
Yeah, for my triple play, I need New Hampshire voice confirmed. I worked a handful of them, but nobody's confirmed.
Okay. Yeah, I should do the... Well, and based on the weekend, New Hampshire is going to be tough to get anyway. That was one of the harder ones. I think that was K, wasn't it? I have no RIDI contests, or no RIDI contacts. I've made a handful of QSOs, like literally a handful, like five over the years, or 10 or something. So I don't know if there's a RIDI contest. I know IARU is this coming Saturday to Sunday. It's actually one of my favorite contests. 24 hours, you know, multi-mode sideband and CW. There's a mixture of DX versus domestic stuff. You know, the domestic stuff and the Canadians are lower points, so there's an incentive to try to get DX. But it's a fun contest. It usually got lots of activity. But being in the middle of July, you don't get a lot of low-band activity, of course. We'll see if I have Saturday off. I can get on and play with that one. I like that one.
Yeah, I see that here. I set up a little ham clock and put it into one of my monitor's clock inputs. So it says STCC Weekend Sprint and IARUHF World Championship. 12 Zulu. And the RIDI one I did last year... Was it last year? Hold on. If I click the certificate, 2023 North American QSO Party RIDI. It was in July. It says first place Michigan, third place 8th call area. So I got to try to find that again. So, and look up when the NAQP for RIDI is again, because I had fun last year.
Yep, that's coming up in August. They do the NAQPs in August and January. And I know there was just an announcement on, I think, the CQ contest email reflector. Mark your calendars. NAQPs are coming up for phone and CW and RIDI. That should be a good one to get in because you'll get, except you need New Hampshire on voice, but, that's domestic only, so you'll probably be able to get good state QSOs on that one for various awards.
Yeah, so RIDI is actually in July. Third full weekend in July is the RIDI, as in the second, starts the last Saturday of February with all one, or spring one. So the summer one here is RIDI, third full weekend in July. So, well, and so I looked it up. Yeah, the SSB is going to be third full weekend of August, which I think that's Bike MS, or no, is that Bike MS or not? Maybe that's the weekend before Bike MS, or no, I have to look. And then CW is the first weekend in August, so first weekend in August is CW, third full weekend in August is Sideband, and the third full weekend in July is RIDI. So I got 2 weekends to get to... Or no, yeah, we'll see again. 2 weeks, sorry. And I'll work on that, or I'll shoot for that. So I'm going to put that on the calendar. The New Hampshire QSO, state QSO party is in September, and so I have it in the calendar. So if all else fails, I'll just, somebody from the QSO party should try to, put their logs into LOTW.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize New Hampshire had their own. I know that there was a movement a while back to combine a lot of the state QSO parties because, there's like a seven-land state QSO party for Montana and Idaho and, places where there's nobody. I thought there was a New England one, too. There was a New England QSO party that was, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, and Massachusetts or whatever. But maybe somebody separated out and on their own for New Hampshire. I wonder how long that one is. What's the ratio of hams in New Hampshire versus the hours of the contest? Hope it's not 48 hours. That would be about the dumbest thing.
I didn't pull his log up yet, or the notes on it yet, but I think it's just 12. And there is, it's like, it was back in March. I think it was March. It's like four states all right there together. And I'm like, okay, well then I must have missed it. And then I scroll down further and it says New Hampshire's own. And I'm like, oh, they have their own CUSO party.
Okay. Yes, the Revolutionary Rebellious New Hampshire and KATB.
Exactly. Why, little Katie? How am I supposed to type with you sitting here on my lap? I do not want to start my day. Let's put it that way. Just got done rebooting all the workstations since it's Monday morning. And going through my email.
I am almost to the office. Like, last traffic light to get through. And I got a merge here. Come on, people, let me in. Yeah, I had an early start this morning with some phone calls. And then delayed my getting out on the road into the office. So now I am. So we'll see. Anyhow, nice chatting. I'm going to run. I'm going to pull into the parking spot and get going. We'll catch you on the air. KAPB.
This is TFA ATC monitoring. NHKTP mobile. W8FU.
KE8VSI mobile.
WB8E monitoring. NHKPP mobile. NHKPP on Richmond. Yeah, 80 while monitoring. NAKPP. Yeah, baby, well.
BC8YPL, Saginaw.